This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is the Friday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We got a great message over the break from William in Denver. He says, I wish that everyone could hear the message that Kyle and Denise have to share. Well, we're working on it, William. We're definitely working on it. And we've got a lot more to share right now coming up with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. We've got a lot to talk about, as a matter of fact, and we just appreciate those kinds of words of encouragement because, yeah, we are working on it. We're expanding this whole thing, and we have you to thank for that, as a matter of fact. And by the way, as I like to say, this is the best job in the world, and I do have you to thank for that. Well, folks, welcome to everybody listening on our flagship station, of course, Salem Media Flagship Station, which is AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody, of course, on AM 930 as well, and across the GCN network, wherever you're listening to us this morning. You know, it was great. We heard from Timmy in Oklahoma, for example. We heard from Las Vegas. We've heard also from Sarasota this morning. Of course, via direct message, we hear from people from all over. So the program is getting a reach, and we really do appreciate that. All right. Well, if you have something you'd like to say this morning, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines. If you have a question for Frank at the bottom of the hour, you can also send us a direct message in the meantime simply by going to KyleWarrenShow.com. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Frank Silvato. Of course, he is from UndergroundUSA.com and author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, it is Friday morning. There's a lot going on. And I got to tell you, I have been waiting for this moment to talk to you with great anticipation because of what's happening, for example, in Texas. This is really becoming a showdown. And the Biden administration seems to want to push everything over the edge, don't you think? Or what's your take on this whole thing with Texas?
Well, they want to have their cake and eat it, too. They want to be able to say we're in control of the border. You can't say anything about it. And then we're not going to enforce the laws. You can't have it both ways. And what's happening now in Texas, and Texas is kind of unique because of the way that their constitution is written. Because they were a separate nation before they joined the Union.
Right, the Republic of Texas, yeah, exactly.
Right, so please keep that in mind because it's not written like every other state's constitution. It gives them a lot of autonomy if, in fact, the United States defaults on their commitment to the compact. And that's you're starting to hear that language come out of Abbott's mouth, that the compact is being broken between the federal government and the states. And it has. You can't legislate laws and then just choose not to enforce them when it comes to border security and the federal government. That's a job they have to do. It's one of the few that the Constitution actually points out that you must do. So with him not – with the Biden administration not enforcing immigration law and securing the border, they're defaulting on their commitment to that compact. And that allows Texas to defend itself. And that's exactly what Abbott said in his letter. The fact that he put down another layer of razor wire after SCOTUS said, yeah, the federal government can take it down, I love it. I love it because it's raising the flag of the big middle finger to a centralized, all-powerful federal government that has, over the years, eroded the sovereignty of the states. And that's what we're seeing here is, well, you know, state governments are kind of inconsequential. They should pick up whatever the federal government doesn't want to do. That's actually upside down. The state governments are the ones that are supposed to be most potent because they're closest to the people, and the federal government's supposed to pick up the pieces. So this is a wonderful showdown.
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly what you're talking about is so on target. Because so many people have been sort of led to believe that everything is at the national level, that the only thing that's important is what does the federal government think or do about things. And that's why it's always sometimes a little strange to hear presidential candidates, you know, or voters saying, well, I want to know what my presidential candidate will do about schools, like in my area, you know, this kind of thing. And so there is a disconnect believing that, you know, there's just the imperial, you know, sort of center, you know, to put it in Star Wars language, I guess, you know, and this everything emanates from there. But you're right. And this is a great example. The federal government is important. It was created by the Constitution for very specific reasons, but it is morphed. And part of that, I think, has to do with the advent of instant communication, mass media, stuff like that, because everything is a national problem in 5 minutes.
Well, that's today. That's the way it exists today.
Yeah.
The problem started with the direct election of senators. No question about that. That's when this whole let's centralize the federal government started. Because with the direct election of senators, a smaller oligarchic group could say, let's craft legislation to do this. And there was no Senate to object for the sovereignty of states. The way this was set up, and I know I say it like ad nauseum, and people who listen regularly go, oh, he's on it again. But the House was supposed to be where the direct voice of the people was taking place in Washington. The Senate was supposed to be two people appointed by the state legislatures who were looking out for the well-being of the state governments, period, dot. It was going to be a much less politicized chamber because their task was to represent the states in Washington. With the direct election of senators, that ended and the political parties took over the onus of the Senate. That's why we've Republican, Democrat in the Senate. We were not supposed to have that. It was my esteemed colleague from Illinois. Or Florida or California. Mm-hmm. And if California didn't want Obamacare, the two senators said that we're not voting for it and got up because it hurt the state of California.
Very well said. Yeah, that's right. This is good stuff, everybody. And you're hearing it right here on this program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to come right back with Frank Silvato. Stay right there, everybody. It won't be long. I promise.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Friday edition continues on, and we are racing through and rocketing through the Friday edition. We hope that you got some great weekend plans out there, by the way, whatever it is that you might be doing. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, and you'll be off and running for the weekend. But before you do that, you've got to stay with us. You've got to stay with us because we've got more right now with Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, also author of the book Nullification. And in the final segment of the program here in just a little bit, we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone from AM860, The Answer, as well. But we've got Frank Silvato with us right now. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, we were talking in this last segment, and the history of this is so very important, but that's kind of what's lost so much, and that allows the Democrat Party elite, you know, the campaigns, what have you, to try to just kind of fool people into believing that, you know, none of that matters, or it's really just what they want right now, and they really are trying to bank on the idea that people aren't aware of the history of how these things actually came to be.
Well, that's right. I've always found it curious in grade schools and getting into high schools that the year runs out, the academic year runs out for each class just as we start to study Reconstruction from the Civil War. We don't talk about contemporary U.S. history in these classes where you get into the Wilsonian era where all of this horrible stuff took place. This is the progressives. This is the progressive movement started with Wilson, who was an academic, college academic, president of Princeton. This guy never met an expert that didn't have a better wrench for the widget. So, you know, hey, if we have direct election to senators, people have more of a voice. But that's not the way it's set up. that's not the way the country was set up. So you're moving away from the original form of the government that our framers gave us. We don't have a government that resembles that now. We've got the branches. We talk about the executive branch and the legislative branch and the Senate and the House and the Supreme Court, but we do not operate under the model that our founders gave us because senators are not appointed by the states. So, you know, as much as we like to celebrate the framers and the revolution and everything, the Wilsonian people, the progressives, gave that model away.
Mm-hmm.
They sold the people on a bill of goods about having more of a voice in government, and then the states lost their rights to protect themselves. There was a wonderful check and balance beforehand. That's the way it was supposed to be. Government was supposed to move slow. But today, hey, we can ram through a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that doesn't have anything to do with infrastructure and claim success because the media will cover it and people will say, oh, I guess I'm getting some new blacktop this week.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, there's also this notion that, you know, of an established political class, basically, at least in the modern era. You know, we always see the same names, and people stay in office for decades and decades, it seems, or they're always the same basic names that keep coming around. And it's like nobody else is either showing up for this or they just don't want to because they don't like the microscope and they actually think that they can never really be effective. So we're stuck with the Hillary Clintons and the senators that stay there forever, that kind of stuff.
You'll see the fingernail marks scratching into the concrete where Hillary Clinton was pulled away from politics when that day comes. There's, you know, she's not going to give up without a fight. She's still trying to be relevant. She's lost three times. This last week, she was over in Europe talking to a foreign minister. Do you get to go talk to a foreign minister, Kyle?
No,
nobody but Hillary does. She gets to. She's important. You know, people, and Washington alluded to this in his farewell address. People confuse politics with government all the time. Politics is the art, and I'm speaking in general terms, of course. Politics is the art of getting elected, of cobbling together ideological coalitions to get a majority or a meaningful minority. Government is just dull. Government is supposed to be, hey, you know, going to work to execute, okay, going to try to figure out how to write this law. We don't even do that anymore. People, when you say politics, they think of government. Immediately, there is no difference. Politics is government, when in fact, politics was supposed to be left at the door. I have to paraphrase, but in Washington's farewell address, he said, beware that political factions will be the downfall of the republic.
Mm-hmm.
And he was warning about the political parties coalescing into this uniparty, where they crafted laws to make sure they could stay in power, where they could gather more power, where they could, all you know, go to the House of Representatives making six figures and leave in 15 years a multimillionaire. That math doesn't add up.
Well, exactly. Well, what do you think about the depth of the division? Because right now, you know, part of the story is the division between Nikki Haley and Donald Trump, for example, and where are these voters going to go if Nikki Haley's not in the race? With, you know, some don't want to vote for Trump, for example. But there's a greater division in the country that almost looks like it's two different countries because there doesn't seem to be a common set of circumstances or values that are undergirding us anymore. It's almost like, no, you just have to have total destruction. And that's what the left is really trying to do. They don't want to work with the right at all on anything. They just want total destruction.
I guess Nikki Haley's voters could go back to the Democrat Party.
That's right. A lot came up. That's right, according to these exit polls, yeah.
A lot. Yeah. And the big money donors. The Arabella group is behind her. That's George Soros and the far left. They rub shoulders with Clinton and Obama. You know, look up the Arabella Group and see who's behind them. That's the money that's behind Nikki Haley right now. It's really stunning. But to get to your question on the divide, that's the way they want it. If we're divided, we're arguing amongst ourselves. We're hating each other. And whenever that fire gets a little more controlled, they throw another crisis on the fire to make sure that we're screaming at each other. The fact is, every single one of us has more in common than we do in difference. We all want a good life. We all want to be safe. We all want to make sure our kids go to good schools. We want to make sure we have three hots. We want to make sure that we can own our house, own our car, advance our families so that when one generation is checking out, the one that's now following up to take over is better off than the generation before them.
Right.
We all want that. But on maybe a half a dozen issues, the political class makes sure that we hate each other. That we hate each other. And this way, they get to have solutions or they get to stoke the fire. And that allows them, now with the direct election of senators again, mm-hmm. to craft legislation to make sure they get to stay in power and expand their power into your life.
Well, you know, one of the things that, and by the way, very well said indeed, but, you know, one of the things that's happening now is, you know, there was actually a question to Governor Abbott in one of his interviews where they said, are you going to do something if the, you know, the feds come in, quote unquote, the feds come in and start cutting the razor wire? In other words, the essence of the question is, will somebody stand their ground or, you know, is there going to be a conflict as a result of that? And here we are. I mean, this is 2024. You know, to even believe that there would be such a confrontation should be unthinkable.
You know, I've said this over the years when we've biorhythmed to the peak threat of division, because they really are flying very close to the sun with us. If in fact we get into a conflict in the country. And I hate to say Second Civil War because it brings images to mind. It's not going to be a shooting war. It's going to be a war of intellectual fortitude. Abbott doesn't need to do jack. The federal file lawsuit. Okay, if a corrupt SCOTUS comes back and says nope, you have to let these people in and you have to have your cities destroyed by them. And the federal government doesn't have to do anything to help you because they just don't feel like it. Then nullify it.
Well, right.
Nullify
yeah.
it. Yeah. That's why I wrote the book. It's within the purview. The precedent is already set. California nullifies immigration law all the time because they have sanctuary cities.
Indeed. I'll tell you what, Frank, stay right there. We're going to come right back. We're going to head out to the break. We're going to open up the phone lines, too. Kyle Warren with you. Coming back with Frank Salvato. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
U.S. USA News Update. A first-of-its-kind execution is set to take place in Alabama. USA's Corey Myers has details.
U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first-ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, while Smith reportedly requested the new execution method, his lawyer still appealed, claiming the gas poisoning would violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment.
Former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro is being sentenced to 4 months in prison. Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress in September for not complying with a subpoena issued by the January 6th House Select Committee. Navarro's team argued during sentencing that he believed he could not comply with the committee's subpoena due to executive privilege. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
What are you trying to say?
And we are racing through and rocketing through this Friday morning edition of the program. We've still got Frank Silvato with us this morning. A real treat. We've got a third segment here going with Frank. And we hope that you're having a great morning. Don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And we'll open up the telephone lines in this segment, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine. If you have a question or comment for Frank Silvato. And Frank, when we were heading out to break, you were talking about the idea that, you know, if there is something that that's happening that's, you know, that is controverts what the Constitution is set up to do or is detrimental to the states, you know, they can come in and they can do what's called nullification. And in this particular instance, what Texas is doing is not technically nullification. They're simply trying to protect themselves in the vacuum that the federal government has left. Would I be correct in that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to hear the debate or read the debate, I guess I can't hear it because they didn't have audio capture back in the days of the founders and framers. Read the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist papers. There's a long discussion about nullification in there. And they agreed that it needed to exist, but they were hoping that it wouldn't be something that happened all the time. This is the basis for the 9th and 10th Amendments to the Constitution, which pretty much say what belongs to the states and the federal government cannot touch it. and the federal government has to execute their laws once they create them. So, you know, these things are codified. The politicians in Washington like to talk a lot about the Constitution, but they only talk about it when something is in there that backs their point of view politically or ideologically. Right. So, you know, this nullification that was meant for, do you have, is there tyranny afoot? Has the federal government, are they bullying the states? Are they treating one state unlike another state? Because remember, everything's supposed to have an even hand. That's how little the federal government is supposed to infringe on the rights of the states. Their level of equal and equality and opportunity for every single state has to be the same, no matter the different demographics and natural resources of the states. So right now, you cannot tell me that Texas is being treated like, oh, I don't know, maybe Maryland.
Well, exactly, you know? Right. And then of course, also, of course, the other notion of trying to, and this is just parenthetical to what you're talking about here, but certainly trying to get rid of the Electoral College is another way of trying to make sure that states don't really have a voice in the picking of the president, for example.
Absolutely. This is a continuation of let's have direct election of senators. It's getting away from the checks and balances, because when the framers set everything up, everything had a check and balance. It was layered so that if one layer failed, the layers above and below it actually collates to compensate for that failure. The Electoral College is supposed to protect the minority right. That's why we're a republic. A democracy, like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden like to say, is nothing more than mob rule. It means 51%, and we can do whatever we want, and we don't have to worry about the rights of the minority.
That's
right. A constitutional republic protects the rights of the minority, and the Electoral College is integral in that.
Well, indeed. And this is one of those things, and I know I brought it up before, I'm sure, but you know, where Hillary Clinton will say things like, well, we are moving towards one person, one vote. And that's supposed to sound so egalitarian, you know, but it's not. It's actually tyrannical. And she knows it. She's got to know it.
She wants everybody to hold up their little red book and don't question, because she's oh so much smarter than you are. And she loves the country so much more than you do that you just need to be quiet and trust Hillary Clinton. I wouldn't trust her if she was the last breathing human being on the face of the planet. She's proven too many times who she is.
Well, indeed.
And that she won't go away? That's all ego right there. That's all ego. You know, you lost. You know, so what? Why should I want to hear from you?
Well,
if you can't win and rightfully take your mantle as a leader, or at least somebody on the leadership's team, why should I care what you have to say?
Well, you're absolutely right about that. Tell you what, we got a caller holding. It's Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary. You're on with Frank Silvato.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to say thank you for bringing the information out on Arabella and George Soros, because I thought you said Carabella. So, yeah, I did look up Arabella, and that's quite interesting because of the dark money aspect. That it just shows everything goes to follow the money, really. And also very interesting that the textbooks and all of the teaching stops with the Woodrow Wilson era in going towards history, because people don't really know even before that the history. So we have a lot to catch up on. I don't know if it can be done. But thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Marion St. Pete. Yeah, what do you think about that, Frank?
No, she's got a point. You know, when you've got the teachers union, who are all, every major city's teachers union, and then the nationals, the two nationals, the NEA and the AFT, they always vote lockstep with the progressives. always. So if you've got teachers who are charged with teaching U.S. history comprehensively so we understand what our country is today, yet they refuse to do it, and it's not in the curriculum, and they backed this whole Wilsonian contempt for the framers' model that they gave us, what should we expect?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, of course, what people are taught, kids are taught now in school, that America is based on evil. You know, it's bad. It was always bad. And, you know, it's just terrible because, you know, when I learned history, I'm sure when you learned history, we still learned it warts and all. You know, we were under no illusions about things that happened in our history, but it wasn't presented as though America is bad, that kind of thing.
Teachers were trying to fit it all in at the end of the year. But back then, and, you know, we're talking ancient history with rocks and sticks. You know, back then, there was a reasonable expectation that your parents would continue that education in the home.
Right, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, we got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, calling us up this morning. Good morning, Neil. You're on the program.
Thank you again for putting me on, Kyle, and hello, Frank. I just wanted to contribute a couple of quick thoughts. I long for the days of the Bull Moose Party, founded by Teddy Roosevelt in 1912. I think Teddy was on to something, but he got into that fistfight with a senator. Let me get to my point. I think that we're in 10th Amendment territory, and if the federal government refuses to enforce immigration law, okay, that falls upon state governments to defend their borders, their territorial sovereign borders. I think it's a no-brainer for the Supreme Court to decide upon that. You know, a refusal to defend the sovereignty of the United States territory is falls upon the federal government, the supremacy clause of the Constitution. My understanding of the Constitution is that it is designed to be a restriction upon federal authority. It really is. They're limited. They're like the Bill of Rights. They're not endowed rights to anybody. Yeah, they just restrict the federal government from interfering with your rights to own a gun, as an example.
Good point, Neil. Hate to cut you short, but we want Frank to be able to respond because we only have just a little bit of time. But good question,
okay.
And we'll
all
talk to you again soon. All right, Frank, what do you think? Real quick, we got about 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, the Constitution was designed and is created, and its purpose is to restrain federal government. Period.
Right.
There is no other way to look at it. And he's right. We are in 10th Amendment territory. Every state government has the duty to protect their citizenship. That's their job. So if the federal government is delinquent in executing laws that keep the states safe, the states must act in order to preserve the safety for their citizenships. It's not a question of whether Abbott wants to do this. He must.
Indeed.
He must.
Indeed. That's right. And otherwise, he would be derelict in his duty. But Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification, a great conversation this morning. We'll talk to you again on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Take care. And caller, we're sorry that we're running out of time on this segment, but we hope you can call back another time. If you want to talk with Frank Silvato, he'll be back on Monday, and I'll be back right after this.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right. Friday edition is continuing, folks. We're heading into the final segment of the program this morning, but we have got a lot more to talk about. We've also got Patrick Hyland. He's host of the Sports Zone, and he's also the insurance quarterback. And you can hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on AM 860, The Answer. And once again, Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be with you this morning. And let's not waste any more time. Let's head over to the telephone line and talk to our good friend, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, America. Appreciate everybody tuning in. And, beautiful Friday morning here in Tampa Bay, Kyle. You know, in the 60s, get into the 80s, and we're loving life. And,
very nice. Very nice.
Out there in California, you guys are doing okay also.
That's right. Yeah, it was nice today. Maybe a little bit cold, yeah. but it's fine. we're doing a lot better than a lot of other places. Yeah, a lot of other places,
absolutely,
they have snow and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are in the 70s, we're in the 80s. It's hard to complain, my man, hard to complain. So, well, we had some coaching shakeups yesterday, my man.
Yep.
Looks like for sure Mr. Harbaugh is with the Chargers now, the L.A. Chargers. So we'll see if he can win a Super Bowl now that he's won an NCAA college championship. And I wish him well. I mean, he did a great job for the Michigan Wolverines, his alma mater, and now he wants to see if he can – you know, get back to the Super Bowl like he did with the San Francisco 49ers. And I only wish the guy well. He's a winner, and he gives 100%, and cares about people, and that's all you can ask out of anybody. So I do wish him well. So,
of course.
Now, interesting hire, the Atlanta Falcons, Kyle, hire the Rams defensive coordinator, Raheem Morris. For a short time, he was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach, and they didn't think he was ready back then. They gave him a shot, and very strong motivator. He's a player's coach. He'll see. We'll see what he can do there in Atlanta. I mean, they need help on offense, in my opinion. So hopefully he's going to get a good offensive coordinator to help him out, because it's going to be very important for him. He did a great job with the Rams defense this year, and we'll see if that, you know, segues to the Falcons. It's kind of funny, you know, he's going to be back in the division with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Indeed, yeah.
So, well, that being said, Kyle, Bill Belichick now is still out there. I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't landed somewhere. I really am. The last two teams are the Commanders now and the Seattle Seahawks. So, and I don't know if that's the right fit for him in either place. And then also, I don't want to forget Dave Canales, the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He gets the head coaching job in Carolina. So it's kind of ironic. Two guys that have been here in Tampa Bay now will be head coaches in the division. And John Gruden, you know, they're saying he's helping out there up in New Orleans. So now you got three connections from Tampa Bay Buccaneers coaching in that division. And Dave Canales, the reason he got the chance, Kyle, for people to realize is Geno Smith up there in Seattle was just kind of, you know, being your run-of-the-mill quarterback, your journeyman. And this kid got him right, and he had a great season. And then he comes down here to Tampa Bay and gets Baker Mayfield to have a great season. So The guy's doing something right, and obviously the NFL recognizes that, and that's why the Carolina Panthers said, let's give him a shot and see if he can do something with Bryce Young, our number one pick this past year. So, you know, kudos to him, and good luck to him. So,
indeed.
Other coach news, Kyle. We have the Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks. We talked about this the other day. Doc Rivers looks like he's going to get a four-year contract with them. That's why I guess they had those talks going. That's why they let the head coach go during the middle of the year to make a change and see if they can make a final push. I'm surprised they didn't finish out the year with him, but, you know, that's the way sports goes nowadays, to say the least.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, evidently, you know, we've got these teams that are going to be playing here in the, you know, to, for their chance to get in the Super Bowl. And you were telling me earlier in the week that you think a lot of these teams are pretty well matched overall. But is there any kind of favorite? I did notice that some of the sports books, I think, in Las Vegas are looking at the 49ers as possibly, you know, the most favored team here.
They are. No, you're right on the money, Kyle. They are the most favored. I think the 49ers will take care of business against the Lions, but don't count them out because Lions are a good road team, which is ironic, especially going to a you know, a natural surface field, coming from a turf field. But they seem to be on a roll right now, so you can't count anybody out. But San Francisco on paper is better matched than the Detroit Lions. But as we both know, any given Sunday, and then the Baltimore Ravens, Kansas City Chiefs, you know, Kansas City's been there. Baltimore hasn't been there for a while, so we're going to see if they rise to the occasion. You had both teams last week, Al, Baltimore and San Francisco, getting back into it after a bye week. You're going to be a little rusty. That's why I think Baltimore and San Fran kind of started out slow, and the Packers gave them everything they had because the Packers have been hot. So that's why the game turned out the way it did in that round. So, but it should be, from all logical standpoints, the Baltimore Ravens taking on the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl there in Las Vegas, Nevada. So,
and that's going to
be in 2 weeks from this Sunday. They take a, for the audience to know, Kyle, they take a week off after the championship games for a variety of reasons. So,
Well, sure.
Do you have any favorites you're pulling for, Kyle, or you like a little bit more than the others out of those four?
Well, you know, given the teams that are there now, I probably, you know, since this is on the air and everything, I'm going to say the Detroit Lions because my father-in-law is a huge Lions fan. So, Yeah, but I mean, he would be over the moon, you know, if they were able to really pull all this off and everything. But one of the things that I love about, especially the playoffs, but not only that, the Super Bowl, is that hopefully you're going to see a real competitive game. Because sometimes the Super Bowls can be blowouts, and it's less exciting, you know, when it's something like that, you know.
No question about it, Kyle. Nobody wants to see that. Especially real football fans, true football fans. A lot of people, as we both know, turn Super Bowl Sunday into a big party, which is great, which is fun. But, you know, for us people that really love the game and want to see a competitive game, because it's the last game we're going to see for several months, we want it to be a nice memory for the season and then be a great Super Bowl. Absolutely. You want it to be competitive. And it's funny you use that word. Because every day, Cal, you know, I have to get up in the morning and get prepared to help people out and find out the most competitive companies for them to help them out with any needs they have as far as their financial and insurance needs are. That's what I do Monday through Friday and even on the weekends besides doing the sports show from 11 to 12 on Sundays on AM 860. And it's given me a true calling, a true blessing to help out my fellow man with their needs in the realm of finances and insurance, because it's a maze. It's a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has their own lane in life and their own specialty. This is my specialty and what I love doing for people. And I can help out anybody there listening. You have any questions, any concerns, please get a second set of eyes on your paperwork to make sure you have the best for yourself. If you do, I'm going to tell you, because right now it might be the best and down the road it might not. If I treat you right now, I'm going to have a customer for life, not a transactional, you know, like we're buying a hamburger. Because that's not what it's about. It's about helping people out every day and making sure to be friends with them and be there for them if they need anything. And that's what I do every day, Cal. It's easy to get a hold of me. My number is 813-966-1052. I helped out somebody the other day save several hundred thousand of dollars over the course of their lifetime.
Wow.
Their insurance needs and what they're going to get, you know, when it's retirement time. And I love doing that. And, you know, I can do the same for people. You know, either save you money on your drug costs, your insurance costs, or get you more money per month on your pension check from the insurance company. So please feel free to give me a call, Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. Hey, let's have a great championship weekend, Kyle, with these football games. It's something, like you said, both competitive, both exciting.
Yep.
And make it a lot of fun for everybody. Be safe this weekend. Do a random act of kindness for your fellow man, Kyle. I really do believe in it. Thank you, man. God bless you, and I'll talk to you Monday morning, sir.
Sounds good, Patrick. God bless. We will talk to you Monday morning and look forward to it. Patrick Hyland, everybody. Host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer. And right now, folks, we're going to come to the end of the program. It's flown by again. Stay tuned to this great radio station for more great talk radio. And we're going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Go out there and make it a great day today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.